This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. As investigators search for a motive in the mass shooting at Club Q in Colorado Springs, one of the club's owners says he believes the attack was a hate crime. Nick Gerzeka points to derogatory and false information spread online about the LGBTQ community.
And then when you live with that hate in your heart, because I don't believe someone could do this without hating so badly. And on the eve of Trans Day Remembrance, those don't seem like coincidences.
The suspect is currently under arrest without bond and is expected back in court on Tuesday. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has approved Denver Water's plan to replace lead pipes that connect homes to the city's water system. Denver was the first city with high lead levels to earn EPA permission to lead a local program to respond to the contamination. The city has replaced more than 4,700 lead service lines so far, and lead levels are well below federal limits. The city's also getting $76 million from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law for the program. Republican State Senator Bob Rankin, a longtime fixture on the powerful Joint Budget Committee, is leaving the legislature. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Rankin said he wants to move forward with the next chapter of his life. He served in the minority at the Capitol and was known for taking a moderate approach to lawmaking. The Carbondale Republican has also been a strong advocate for rural communities. He worked across the aisle with Democrats to pass a balanced budget each year, which is a constitutional requirement. The 80-year-old was first elected to the State House in 2012. Now, a vacancy committee of Republicans in his district will select his replacement. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org.